Morning all, it's Jack. It's Friday. I hope you're doing well. If I was Ginny Dietrich, I'd do my almost Facebook question of the week. Clap, clap, clap. But it's not Facebook question of the week. So I just like messing with Ginny occasionally. Anyhow, the reason I'm talking to you this morning is I had a business call a short time ago in which they asked me where I'm from because they think I have an accent. And I said, I'm from here. And they said, I don't think so. And it wasn't the first time this has happened. And I said, well, I'm born and raised in Los Angeles. This is home. I'm one of the few natives you'll meet. This is where I come from. But when I pressed them a little bit again, they thought, well, maybe there's some sort of Chicago accent, or maybe there's something with New York. I do have lots and lots of family from Chicago. Mom grew up there. My dad lived there for a little while. I've got a fair amount of family in New York, but there was never any sort of New York accent in the house, at least not that I'm aware of. But again, I always find accents to be interesting because when you're sort of surrounded by people who speak the same way you do, you don't notice these things. It's just normal. And it wasn't until I got to be a little bit older and experienced a little bit more that I found out that, yeah, I do have an accent to some people. It's not a southern accent. I don't walk around talking like I got some kind of drawl, saying y'all and all that kind of stuff. When I speak Hebrew, I've got a very thick American accent. Sometimes people tease me for it. I remember a while back, I was working for a company. I was the only American; everybody else was Israeli, and they used to tease me about my accent, which was fine because when we switched into English, I would always tease them. What comes around goes around. Tell me I can't say barur, which won't mean anything to those of you who don't speak Hebrew, and I'll say try and say Rasita. So it's sort of an interesting thing, and it's fun. So one of the questions I have for you is, do you have an accent? Canadians, yes, most of you do have an accent. I've had this conversation with quite a few Canadians over the years, and people are like, nah, I don't have an accent, but it's there. It's different. One of the many things that I wish I had time for is, I wouldn't mind learning more about linguistics and language. I find some of that stuff fascinating. And that's one of the things, if you've never been to the US, you don't always understand just how large this country is. But if you drive around it, you definitely experience lots of different pockets where the speech patterns are different and the way people say things. And Brooklyn is different from North Carolina, from Jacksonville, from Los Angeles, Long Island. There's all sorts of little interesting things in there. So, it's just one of those things that I notice, and it ties into. Actually, I might have done a post on accents before, but where I'm going with this next comment is, I also did one called "Do You Stand In Line or Online?" I always found that interesting the first time I heard somebody say, go stand online. I went, what? Because here we talk about standing in line, as opposed to some of you British folk who talk about the queue. It was like, the queue? What are you talking about, James Bond? Is M here? Moneypenny, Moneypenny. sorry, I'm six, seven cups of coffee into my day, and moving. Which reminds me of another thing that came up at Spin Sucks, so I'll share it here. Way back in the days when I was a college student, we would sometimes hit a place called the pub before we went to class, and we'd have a few drinks. And sometimes when we get to class, we'd be rather happy. And because we were a group of men who were happy and, stupid together, somebody would sometimes stand up and shout, "It's a cookbook!" Which we all found to be, very, very funny. Professors found it less funny, as did, most of the students. But sometimes there were people who thought it was kind of a cool thing. Anyhow, I've babbled on enough. Time to get back to work. I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful.